exercise change?
I think motivation exists on different levels, really. Personally, for me, I'm always motivated, but you know, sometimes more so than others. You know, it's just a matter of being in tune with your mind, and you know, not letting certain things, as I put it, you know, beat you. So, motivation. I sort of have a. Since I've been training, I've always said. One of my sayings is sort of, don't let it beat you, and it is sort of that thing in your mind that makes you want to sit on the couch or not train or eat bad food. You know, just don't let it beat you. Always try and be one step ahead and stay motivated. But I think even when I feel I'm not motivated, I'd always still train. So... yes and no. I think, as I said, it does exist on different levels, motivation.
I like what you said there about sort of keeping that other side of you in control. It's almost it's like there's two versions of you, and one's the lazy person that wants to eat bad food, and the other one is the motivated person that wants to train and eat healthy.
Yeah, sure. I think everyone has that other side, and it's just how dominant they want to let that other side get. I mean, for me, I want the good side to be totally dominant and the bad side just to be almost non-existent. So I think people that struggle to find motivation or struggle to keep their goals are people that they give in too easily to, you know, that bad side of them that says, you know, stay on the couch and, you know, watch Home and Away instead of going to the gym. So everyone's different, but I think you need to just train your mind to be a bit stronger, and people just seem to give up too easy. So
I like that, yeah, train your mind, because I think ultimately that's what we really need to be sharp in order to do this for any length of time. You know, everyone can get motivation for a short amount of time, but to actually do something for a long amount of time, you know, you have to really be able to control the way you think and control your actions, really.
That's right. I think for a lot of people that achieve sort of short-term goals, I try and tell them that you've done this well this far, but you need to remember that it's a lifestyle change. If you've lost a lot of weight, or if you've gotten yourself in a good shape from being seriously out of shape, there's always a chance of falling back into the same habits that you're used to, or going back to the same traps. But you need to make a permanent lifestyle change and just keep to it.
So from that perspective, you know, motivation is something you need to keep addressing, because if you're going to do this for life, you're going to continually need to be motivated. So.
Exactly. For people especially who are new to it, or have had problems in the past with maybe being obese or unhealthy or unfit, I think they may need to address it more often. So, yeah, me personally, always motivated, just on different levels at different times.
And yeah, just picking up on what you said actually earlier about, you know, some people would get into training because they got a wedding coming up or some kind of event. And I think it's important to know that, yes, you can train up to this point and get in great shape, but if you go back to the way things were after that, you'll end up back at the same place. And I think often people think, okay, I'm going to lose this weight, and then I'll be finished my diet, and then I'll just be like this forever from that point on. But it doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't work like that. Saying that, a lot of people that have done those sort of weddings or holidays to get in shape, a lot of the times I've dieted quite hard, and the diet that they were on to achieve those sort of short-term goals, that diet might be unrealistic to sort of continue with past the wedding or holiday. So, you know, that's a matter of just looking at your diet and looking at the foods that you can manage and eat successfully, something that's tailored to your needs.
Yeah, and something you can integrate into that long game rather than short term.